This tag, this is carrying on Louise Brill. Louise, L-O-U-I-S-C. Brill, B-R-I-L-L. Date of consultation was 9/13/24. And date of birth is 10/16/55. Please make a copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA. Amy, AMY. Zilkowski, ZILCOSKY. ZILCOSKY. PA. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Louise Brill for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 68-year-old female who is overweight, has been experiencing cough and shortness of breath, for the past 2 to 3 months. Has been using an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis for her shortness of breath. The patient also was started on Advair disc this past month, and she has noticed a slight improvement, but continues to have cough and has rhinitis with post-nasal drip period. The patient also has a history for snoring and may have sleep apnea. She denied any sputum production, fevers, chills, or night sweats. A CT of the chest was done on 7/31/24, which showed mild peribronchial thickening and this was suggestive of bronchitis or reactive airways. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history is significant for tonsillectomy in 1960, C-section in 1988, left knee sister mole in 2006, cholecystectomy in 08, torn right knee meniscus repair, and Moore surgery, M-O-H-R, Moore surgery on the left leg in 22. The patient has hyperlipidemia and depression. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, allergies to augmentin. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient never smoked. Oh, can you please change that? I already completed that. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cardiac arrest. Mother died of Alzheimer's and complications. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has vertigo, no sore throat or hoarseness. She has cough, shortness of breath, and mild wheezing. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and eczema. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg swelling or calf muscle pains. She has anxiety and depression. She has stiffness of the muscles. She has numbness of her extremities and memory loss. Nose can rest, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. Oh, I'm sorry, med list included the Advair 250 by 50. Micrograms, one puff twice a day. Albuterol and Hiller 2 plus PRN. Xanax, 0.25 milligrams as needed. Crestor, 10 milligrams daily. Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam, this is averagely built. I'm sorry, this is moderately obese. Elderly, female is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, icterus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. She has mild leg edema. Blood pressure, 130 over 70, pulses, 86 respirations. 20, temperature 97, to weight is 216, saturation 97. HEND and non-hispanic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next supplement number is no lymphadenopathy, paramegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished blood flow for the periphery, and the lung fields are clear. Heart sounds are regular, asthma and S2, no murmur. Abdomen itself benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexive, one plus, no gross motor absence. Cranial loss, grossly intact, skin, no lesions, never. Next paragraph, impression number one, chronic cough with reactive airways disease. And number two, anxiety disorder, and number three is hyperlipidemia. Number four is depression, and number five is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level and a complete pulmonary function study. She will use Tessalon Pulse, 100 milligrams TIDPRN. Continue with Vixella, 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski. Zilkowski, PA. Can you please add in the med list? Med list also included Lexapro, 20 milligrams daily, and Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams daily. Please add that in the med list. Thank you. Let's talk to Souza.